You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. After the Centers for Disease Control suggested that all Americans start wearing masks to be around other people, masks got hard to find. A lot of shoppers turned to Etsy, the marketplace better known for selling bespoke crafts. Etsy reported earnings this week. It said it sold more than 12 million masks last month, totaling $133 million. And people are buying other things there that they can't get elsewhere, like garden plants and seeds, sewing materials, and even kitchen supplies. The question is, can Etsy keep all those customers once the pandemic ends? Josh Silverman is the CEO of Etsy. I asked him first, where did all those masks come from?
At the beginning of April, the CDC changed its guidelines and recommended that Americans wear fabric face masks. And all of a sudden, we saw an explosion of demand literally overnight on Etsy. And so we put out a call to our sellers saying, hey, if you have a sewing machine, please start making masks. And within 2 weeks, we had 20,000 sellers making masks. And in fact, now we have 60,000 sellers who've made and sold masks. So when you buy a mask from them, you're really helping them out. And Etsy could go from zero to hundreds of thousands of masks in days just because of the dynamism of the Etsy seller base.
Is there any precedent for asking sellers for something specific? Is it usual at all for you to sort of use your incoming data to inform sellers about what might do well?
I can't think of a time that we've had a surge of demand for one specific product that was so strong that we needed to do a calling all sellers in this way. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of product categories that are selling really well on Etsy today that didn't even exist a month ago. For example, there are sellers that are creating pocket hugs. This is like a trinket that you send to someone you love to give them a virtual hug and let them know that you're thinking of them. And that's one of thousands of examples of products that our sellers have created that create whole new categories kind of out of thin air.
And do you think that your brand may evolve or shift as a result of this? Like, might people start to see Etsy as essential in a different way?
We're doing a lot of television advertising right now, and our TV ads are really featuring our sellers and told through the voice of our sellers. But there's three messages in those TV ads. A, Etsy's open for business. B, when you support Etsy, you're supporting small independent business people. And C, Etsy's a place to go for everyday supplies. And that last item is particularly, I think, maybe disruptive to how some people think about Etsy. They think about Etsy as special. Now we've got that opportunity to prove to them that we can do that. And they're coming to us for all kinds of everyday items that are available. So I really hope that both through our brand messaging and through the actual experience on the site, people are going to learn that you can come to Etsy every day for everyday items and have a really great experience.
Right. But the brand is not going to shift so much that you start selling toilet paper. Like, that just wouldn't be right.
Well, we're never going to sell mass-produced items. We're always going to sell items that are made just for you and where you have a direct connection with the person who actually made it. You can have that kind of special, you can have that kind of human connection even in everyday purchases.
Josh Silverman is the CEO of Etsy. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our new senior editor. Robin Edgar is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. For more news, visit marketplace.org.